Often when it comes to speaking about marriage, I have often felt on the defensive. But in light of the Holy Father's visit, in light of the world meeting of families, and in light of the synod that is coming up on the family, I would like to speak about what the Church's vision of family and marriage is, without really getting in or dealing with the difficulties that are the reality of our day. First, what is marriage? Marriage is a relationship between a man and a woman that is meant to make the couple better. It's meant to call them to be holy. Marriage is a free choice. We are free not to marry, and we are free to marry. It's a decision that must be made with total freedom. Marriage is a relationship that entails the spouses giving themselves fully to one another. All that they are, everything. They reveal themselves to each other completely so that they can be totally open, so that they can be vulnerable with one another. Marriage is a lifelong commitment that must be the understanding at the very beginning of the marriage. This understanding allows the spouses to freely work through the challenges that they will face together. Having this mindset from the beginning allows couples to recognize that they will have to change or they will have to develop in their relationship together. Marriage is meant to bring forth life. That means being open to raising a family, or if that's not possible, then finding ways to support family through extended family perhaps, or adoption, or supporting the work of supporting families. There are many ways of doing that, of course. For Catholics, marriage isn't just a partnership that's convenient. It's not simply a relationship centered on a romantic love. It's not something that is meant to be just a fun experience. It's not just about planning an expensive or beautiful wedding or a fun honeymoon. It's not just taking the next logical step after living together for a while. Marriage, for us as Catholics, may have some of these aspects, perhaps all of them, and maybe it should. But there is more to what we mean as Catholics when we talk about marriage and family. Marriage and family are meant to be that domestic church. That means the family is the context which people in our parishes are meant to learn how to live together with others, by which we come to know God, by which we come to learn how to strive for the greater things of life, a relationship with God, a lived vocation in the world, and most important, that we learn how to become holy and one day enter into heaven. The Genesis story today reminds us that God created man and woman for each other. This is the relationship he established to bring about order in our society. And that doesn't mean that there aren't other relationships or aren't other vocations, but it does mean that if we don't have healthy families that live out this life that God has established from the beginning, we will have a huge disadvantage when it comes to raising up the next generation of followers of God to find their vocation, to live out that vocation with boldness. Jesus came among us. He became for a little while lower than the angels, that our relationship with God might be restored, might have that possibility of being restored. He restored the human family and marriage, and he brought them to a greater good. He made marriage a sacrament. Jesus says to us, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed divorce, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. This is the Catholic view of marriage that Jesus once again reestablished. In our day, perhaps one of the problems that leads to divorce or separation or unhappiness in marriage is a lack of understanding of what marriage is. What's expected? How do we live it well? Often when couples come to the church to get married, they haven't been living a healthy Christian life. They haven't been living a healthy Christian relationship. They haven't been chaste with one another. They don't really have healthy models that they are looking up to. G.K. Chesterton, a Christian writer, said this about Christianity. The Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. I would say the same for Catholic marriage very often. Many people aren't living the vision of marriage that God gave us. And should we be surprised then that it doesn't seem to be working out that well? We, the parishioners here, we need to share the message that we have, the gifts that we have with the world around us. They need to hear what the truth is about marriage. Marriage is not easy, as you know. Even under the best of conditions, it takes work, but it's worth it. And I wish to encourage you to come to know what the Catholic marriage is. Study it, learn it, share it with others, embrace it. Will it challenge us? Yes. But will it also make you holy? Yes. If you simply settle for your own version of marriage or what the society gives us, your marriages won't be what they could be, and they won't help us become who God made us to be. Many people who have gotten married in the church, and very many people coming to get married today, don't understand what God wants for their marriages. Sometimes it's a willful ignorance, but I think more often they just don't know, or they just don't grasp the magnitude or the greatness of what Catholic marriage is. Often they don't see what the difference is between a courthouse wedding or a destination wedding and what the church offers in the nuptial Christian marriage. Many times, to them, it's all the same, just a different venue. I'm not here to rag on those couples who have done that, or families who have done that, or people who have done that. I'm just saying that's the context that we find ourselves in. So when couples want to get married, I'm like, awesome, that's great, let's do this. Because I see what the church sees in marriage. I want them to see how awesome it is. But oftentimes they are shooting for something way, way too low. And their idea of marriage isn't really that awesome. And I'm like, why do you want to get married then? What's going on there? And so I want to bring them to a new understanding of what marriage is. This takes time, of course. It takes openness and willingness to change. And it takes grace. So if you know somebody who's getting married or someone who will be getting married, you know, let them know that they can get married in the church. And it's an awesome thing. Let them know, though, that it's going to take a while to go through the process of preparing, and that that preparation is more important than finding the right church or the right venue or the right place for the reception. It's worth taking time to prepare well for marriage. The preparation is critical to their future together. That means their happiness, their experience of what life is, who God is, their relationship with family and friends, and most importantly, whether or not they live to attain eternal life. Why do we skimp on preparation? If we know that this decision is huge and has a huge bearing on our lives now and our lives in the future, even after we die, wouldn't we want to have the best preparation that we could get? Think of a simple example of a soldier. Our military is the best in the world, not because we have the greatest technology alone, we have great technology, but even more so because our soldiers are well trained. We don't just give them the equipment and say, do your thing. Nobody would think that's a great idea. Why do we think that's a great idea with marriage? Talk to any divorced person, and you will see how divorce wreaks havoc on the lives of the family, both spouses, the children, if there are children, the extended families, even on our church community. It's just not a good thing. It happens, right? It happens for many different reasons. But if we don't prepare for marriage, or we don't nourish marriages that are already taking place, then we are contributing to the pain and the hurt rather than working through and finding a way to help. Last of all, I just want to give a plug for Pope Francis' encyclical, Laudato Si. Maybe you've read it, maybe you haven't. It's pretty short. My copy is only 100 pages, or not even 100 pages. But I think Pope Francis raises some critical issues that we as Catholics and also as Americans living in a privileged world need to be attentive to. Our Holy Father is inviting us to consider how we can live in harmony with our world, and how when we fail to do this, we are really failing in our duty as stewards of creation. I think reading this can begin to help us talk about some bigger and broader issues. Things like living within our means, in balance with our environment, how consumerism destroys our society and places stress on global relationships, how we often have distorted views of the value of human life versus wildlife, or how we live extravagant lives and force others to live a low quality of life. To that end, I'd like to invite everyone to some discussion groups that I'll be hosting here at the Cathedral on October 27th and November 10th at 6:30. I'll put that in the bulletin on the website, so you don't have to remember that. But I just want to invite you to read that and then maybe come to those discussion groups so we can talk about that. So today, I wanted to talk about the good of marriage, the great things that we have in the Catholic Church to showcase when it comes to marriage, the importance of preparing and sustaining our marriages, and last of all, I hope to invite us as a parish to begin discussing Pope Francis's latest encyclical. Let's pray for our families and our marriages, that they may be strengthened and be built up, and that as families we can begin living God's plan, which puts us in harmony with our world.